Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean well is and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
What's happened, buddy?
Gianni's dead.
Oh, no. They put him in the crusher.
Well, they didn't put him in the crusher.
They did. I saw the video.
They took him from me.
No, I asked them to send me the video after they didn't tell you.
I know how this works,
Judge.
It
was sold for scrap.
They lowball me and they say he's got a scratch here, he's got a scratch there, righty-rah, we're going to take off $2,000 because of that. Little do they know his character.
Yeah.
His values, his morals, him as a person.
Yeah, they didn't take that into account, which is disgusting.
They just lowballed me. My poor sweet prince.
Didn't take into account all the work he's done in the community.
Exactly. The hot laps he's done of Rose Bay, Double Bay, Bondi.
You know, curbs he's ridden up on, parks he's meticulously missed.
Parks he's parked in the middle of.
Speaking of, Lou, me and Lily went to the gym last night. Lou's a bit late. She sends us a photo of her park in the gym. Mm-hmm. In the gym car park between two vehicles. It is one of the most arrogant parks I've ever seen in my life. But, Lulu, so arrogant that I respect it. And the fact that they, look, the other cars are encroaching a little.
Not a little, Judge. The rangey was in the middle other parks.
I went back and had a look.
Back me up here.
Now, I went back and had a look, and no one's really parked great, but the way you parked is wild. That car on the right is right on the line, just a bit over it. You should have just parked right next to him so no one can get in the passenger, so they have to back out. That way, you've got another park there, but you've parked. The white line is bedwetters, essentially, under the middle of Gianni.
But can I just, in my defence, I just pulled into it as if it was a normal car park, how the other two were parked.
No, I understand.
So I kind of just went, and then I hopped out and Lily said, you've got to move there. And I said, well, I don't. I'm over the other side of the car park. No one ever parks there.
No, and you literally just said, she's like, Lily was like, fix it. And you just wrote back, nope.
It's so arrogant of me. But in my defence, those cars were already there. It just looks really bad once they leave.
They've parked. Correct.
And I got back.
But you could have got into that right park and it wouldn't look bad. You've just parked directly over the line.
Because
exactly. No. I didn't think about that. When those cars leave, people would be like, what the fuck?
When I left, they were gone.
No, they weren't. Yeah. Oh, man. I wish you took a photo of that. How are we feeling post Gianni?
Well, I don't mean they lowballed me. I just assumed he would get $1,500 more than they offered me.
They lowballed you.
And I'm not going to be rude because one of the guys there was a bedwetter.
True.
And he said, can I have a shout out? So here's your shout out. But you know you should have given
good
me another
good low baller, mate.
You know you should have given me another 500 for Gianni.
Arrogant.
You know his character as well from listening to the potty.
Correct. Arrogant to lowball you and then ask for a shout out just quietly.
No, he wasn't the one who was I was dealing with.
Okay.
He was the other one.
Had some influence on the lot,
they
I'm
were
assuming.
Both lovely,
Judge. Influence on the lot, I'm assuming, the bedwetter.
Probably, but they were both lovely. I just...
Money before everything turns out. Money before bedwetters, apparently.
My sweet prince deserved more. It was weird. It felt... Is bittersweet the right word?
Yeah.
Surreal.
Yeah.
I took a photo and I was like, so I just leave him with you guys? And they're like,
that's how this works. That's how selling a vehicle works.
And I was like, this doesn't feel real. And then I went down to my garage before and the door's open. And I was like, oh.
It just, from somewhere, just starts playing, hello, darkness, my old friend.
Well, that song, it's been a long
year.
I sit down and I tell you all about it when I see you again.
Yeah.
Sad.
You feeling a bit empty or you feeling okay?
I am feeling a bit flat.
Let me tell you what will pep your step. When you jump into your new rig, it's got that new car smell, you got gadgets and shit, you know what I mean? You're fucking driving around, you're like, oh, okie doke. Gianni,
I like it.
Good riddance.
Well, it's sort of like, it's just, I guess it's just been stressful because now I'm trying to sort out buying the new car and all this, you know, fancy shit that you've got to do to get a new car. And
financing it. And
yeah,
fucking,
it's
just like...
I just wanted to jump from Gianni. I wanted to leave Gianni, say goodbye, my sweet prince. Love you. Mwah, mwah, and come home and hop in Pablo or Alfonso.
Got to be Alfonso.
I feel like it's got to be Pablo.
Alfonso's more... It's more... Pablo's fine. Anyone could be called Pablo. How many Alfonsos do you know?
None. How many Pablos do you know, Josh?
Fucking zero. But, yeah, correct. I don't know.
You're like, anyone's a Pablo.
Yeah.
So, sorry. Let's circle back to that one. How many Pablos do you know?
I'd actually argue I've never met a Pablo.
But neither have I, apart from Pablo Escobar.
You met him.
Oh, we've had our fair share of big nights together.
What were you doing?
Nothing.
What, with Pablo?
Talking about cars?
Because he had an abundance of something. What did he? What was his trade?
Eggs.
Eggs.
Yes, he had a lot of eggs on the back of his cart.
You ever eat any of the eggs with Pablo?
I'm not much of a yolk girl.
That's true.
So the eggs stayed far away from me.
You just had the white bit.
No, the eggs stayed far away from me, Jack. Far away from me. They stayed with Pablo and his friends.
Fair. Well, I'm proud of you, Lulu. I'm glad that I didn't know whether you'd be able to go through with it.
I text about five people being like, fuck, they've offered me a little bit less than my sweet prince deserves. And then I was like, fuck, can I be bothered going through the admin of like putting it on car sales, people coming over and me going, you know, he's got this feature.
Yeah.
And his name's Gianni and Radi Ra, and people just think I'm insane.
If I was you, no, look, I'm being Terry Tough Cunt here, actually, because I would have probably just gone, yeah, mate, give me the cash. Because you... Well, I was texting you saying, no, tell him this price and say you'll walk away.
Yeah. He didn't give a fuck when I said that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I really wanted this. And he was like, we're not giving you that.
Yeah, he's been around the trash.
And he was like, you don't have to sell it to me. And I was like, well,
yeah.
I literally drove Gianni all the way to Brookvale.
Yeah.
It's far away from Rose Bay. I'm not leaving.
About 12 Ks as the crow flies.
Brookvale?
Mm-hmm.
Over past Manly.
As the crow flies.
It's at least 30 Ks away.
I said as the crow flies.
I've got no idea what that means. No idea what that means.
I had an inkling. You don't know what that means?
I thought that meant that, like, maybe if you skipped the water, it'd be 12 Ks. Oh, is it right? Fuck off.
So as the crow flies, I can't believe you don't know. As the crow flies, it means, like, in a straight line. So, like, from here to Brookie in a straight line, over the water. You were kind of right.
Yeah, if the crow flew there, he'd go straight.
Wouldn't have to go around the fucking oil.
Sounds like a phrase from Game of Thrones. As the crow flies. You reckon?
No. Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine Jon Snow going, everybody in the land of the white snow, as the crow flies.
I didn't know he was with Pablo Escobar.
That's very good.
Thank you. See how I tied it back to our prior conversation?
You're very smart. That's
Did you see?
Often what we do in breakfast radio is a segue, so you tie it back. You'd lead it back, Judge.
How would you know about breakfast radio?
I'm sure I've told you the amount of time.
Never mentioned it.
Never.
You work in it.
I did.
Where? Who for who?
For Fitzy and Whipper.
Get fucked.
Yes.
I wonder how many times the bedwetters are going to have heard that and are going to have to hear it in the future. I'll never stop.
Oh, no, I'll never stop. Sorry. Can we circle back to previous jobs?
Yep.
Were you the billboard guy?
I was in outdoor sales, yeah, billboard sales.
What would you say was your favourite sale of 2019?
Well, I wasn't working there in
2021.
2021. Well, I would tell you that I did quite a great deal with Coca-Cola.
Ah, yes, we love the
Coca-Cola.
We love
Amatil.
The no sugar Coca-Cola around here, don't we?
Lifetime on the hips, easy on the lips. The lips get hit. Mm. Yeah, whenever you know, as they say, Lou, the more hips, the more time you have on your hips, the less lips you get on your tips. You get
yes. That is usually Coca-Cola's.
I've got that tattooed on my lower back.
I've got it on my buttocks.
Right. Right. What was that joke?
Knock, knock.
No.
Go on. Do it. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gianni.
Gianni who?
Gianni knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
That's not good.
It's not bad, though. It's not my worst.
Ask me.
Knock, knock.
No, I've got it. Wait, hold on. Who's there? No, I've got to ask. Knock, knock. Sorry, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gianni.
Gianni who?
Gian needed more money for that transaction.
Oh, it's so, very good.
Thank you.
Hang on. Oh, I've got it. Knock, yep. Knock.
Who's there?
Gianni. Gianni, no need more junk in that fat ass.
Oh, it's real bad.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Gianni.
Gianni who?
Gianni need you guys to stop with the knock, knock jokes.
Oh, man. Yeah,
very good deal.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Yeah, so anyway. Hey, can I bring something up with you?
No.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. How long will you have, what are you?
Oh, yeah, good.
Oh, are you being serious? Okay. Yeah, like 12 minutes.
Oh,
yeah,
that'll do. We could do a short one.
Hold on. Yeah, fuck it. So,
no, go on.
So,
bring it up.
Me and Lou, bedwetters, as you probably already know, the rap video's coming out next fucking, on the 100th episode, we got the new rap and we bloody, anyway, had a wardrobe malfunction on the morning of prepping for the rap. So we were doing turtlenecks, jeans, like New Balance sneakers sort of, and chains. And yeah, Lou orders these turtlenecks and mine is a crop top. It's so fucking small and it was like a turtleneck.
It's like a roll neck.
A roll neck, not like a turtleneck. And I was like, "Dull, this is not going to work." And she's like, "Okay, we've just got to change some shit around." So we changed some logistics. We'll do this bit first and then we'll go to fucking Bondi Junction. We'll get some turtlenecks from Uniqlo and then bloody we'll go and do that bit. Said beauty. No worries. So we get into the jungle. This just fucking, it just tickled me pink. We get into the jungle. Lou's like, "This is where I park every time. This is where I park Gianni. I know the way straight up to Uniqlo. We'll go my way."
I said, did.
You did know the way. It's a beauty.
Because it's my only park. Remember I told the people there's this one park in the junction I know?
Yeah, that's...
It was my one park.
It's her one park. So I just said, sweet, we'll park there. We'll go up. Anyway, we're walking along to go up to the escalators and there's this bloke so very clearly driving into a park. He's got like, he's in a big Ram or something like that, this huge big truck, right? He's driving into a park and... Me and Lou are walking, and so she just keeps walking, I notice, as he's driving into his park. And I'm like, what the fuck is she doing? So I try and grab her to stop her from walking in front of the truck who's parking, and she, like, breaks free from me and just sprints across the fucking the truck as he's parking. And it was just one, you know these moments that men have with each other?
Oh,
it was beautiful. He just looked at me. He just looked at me and just closed his eyes and just shook it. He just goes, and I just said, I know. I know. We just nodded at each other. But it was just like, what the f-? Well, and I said to you, I go, what the fuck were you thinking? Why, when I stopped you, did you break free and sprint in front of a truck that was, I'm like, what happened to your brain? You're like, I don't know. I don't know.
I just thought logically it'd be easier for me to just quickly run so that he, well, I wasn't
instead
in his way.
By doing that, you got, he had to stop. He had to slam his foot on the brakes and stop parking because that woman ran in front of him. It was just when he just looked at me and I could see in his eyes, he was almost like, I understand what you have to deal with every day. The way he closed his eyes and just gave a little shake of his fucking made me laugh. I could not stop fucking laughing. Oh. It was great. I'd love to know from your perspective, like, mate, when I grabbed your shoulder to stop you from walking in front of a truck, why then did you panic and sprint?
I thought that you were perhaps just going to stand still there. So my logic was off. I quickly run in front. I'll be out of his way. But it did the complete opposite.
It was fucking such a wild reaction to a situation. It was like...
But not that fast either.
No.
It was like a slow jog.
That's a great point. It wasn't fast enough.
But in my head, it was like, I'll just zip across here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it really wasn't. It truly inconvenienced that man. Like, I think I heard tools rattle in the back of his tray when he had to abruptly stop.
And it's also such a big car as well.
Huge. It was like an F-250 or a fucking... It was fucking big.
Oh,
fucking made me laugh.
Phenomenal.
This is why, like, you'd be bad in the trenches.
Well, you know that they're sending women into the trenches?
Okay.
Is that right?
Okay. All right. Let's break it down, sister.
That's something... No, I saw something on TikTok.
Okay. Oh, perfect.
No, it was a funny TikTok about how if females were in the trenches and it was like being like... Hang on, let me read them out to you.
Yeah, please. Because I think trench warfare was more of a World War II sort of warfare. We don't really have trench warfare anymore, do we?
Not that I'm aware. I thought, yeah, even by World War II, it wasn't really going on still.
Yeah, it was mainly a World War I thing, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
No, hang on. I'm sure there's... Oh, where is it? Yes, women are getting drafted.
So one woman or women?
I don't know. I saw it on TikTok.
Okay.
Don't quote me on this, guys. It might just be a joke talk.
No, but like TikTok is super credible as in terms of news sources.
Well, sometimes it is.
Yeah.
But I was giggling because it was like women are now getting drafted and then it was all these funny things. So it's like a photo of a big, what are they called? Those things that roll with like the big gun at out the front?
A tank?
Yeah.
I actually, like, second-guessed myself because I'm like, she couldn't be talking about a fucking tank.
I know what a tank is, but just I wasn't sure if all tanks had the big gun that goes...
Okay, all right.
And so the caption is, oops, I think I ran over a curb. And then it's some soldiers dressed in, like, war gear, and it's like, oh, my God, we're kind of giving Hunger Games.
That's good.
A guy driving, like, through the war.
Yeah, good.
I'm not doing this justice. And he's like, I don't know where I'm going. I'm literally about to cry. Dressed in soldier gear again. Do these pants make my butt look big? You're slaying right now. There's someone on the phone. Who are we fighting again? And then there's someone going, did you see how he ran? That's an ick. Someone come to the bathroom with me. Ooh, I look gross. Bitch, take a photo with me. It's like they're taking selfies.
Wait, but what's the premise? What's the preface is this? Are they fucking, where are they getting drafted to?
Well, that's, we're not a newsworthy podcast. No one take into account or consideration anything I'm saying here.
So this may just be like if women were to be drafted into war.
Correct.
Okie doke.
Correct. I don't want to say... anything. I'm not held accountable for anything, guys. I could be saying something really offensive here. I apologize.
Just don't say prep.
Don't fuck off.
A lot of the comments for that were great because they're like literally Lou Tez strips off Jarch every episode for not prepping.
How did I miss
prep?
That?
I know, but
I'm gonna get you.
I know how you missed it. You literally just asked me what the rolly things are with the gun at the front. That's how you missed it, buddy.
Did you find it, Dior?
Women are not getting drafted. Like, there's not been any change in any sort of army policy.
Okay, so it's just a TikTok joking.
Yeah, it's a TikTok that's gone kind of viral. There is an article, though, on thearmytimes.com that says, did the women of TikTok make getting drafted seem fun?
Okay. The only bloody drafting we know, mate, is when you fucking drafting sheep.
That's a valid point. It's not a, shouldn't really be something.
Go on, over the head.
Oh, would you say something?
No, it doesn't matter.
I wasn't listening.
No, I'm a piece of shit.
Okay, you are. No, I'm kidding.
Just patted my middle finger.
It's the most fiction I'll ever give.
Oh, yeah, just a pat of the middle finger. Oh, dear, oh, dear.
Back to the, yeah, I don't want, I'm not making fun of anything I just said, by the way. It was just a TikTok I saw.
You're okay, mate.
You've made me
it's
sensitive.
It's just a funny, it's observational comedy.
But you've made me sensitive after the prep thing.
Have I? Sorry, mate.
No, I can't say anything. I
can't believe you just spoke about women. Should we cut that?
Yeah, I think it's illegal to speak about.
Don't, guys. Someone commented being like, I heard there's a hashtag going around called hashtag cancel Lou.
That'd be great if we could get that trending.
No.
No, it wouldn't.
What was the joke you said that I missed?
I said the only thing bloody drafting we know in Australia is when we're drafting sheep, mate.
Oh, I've got one.
Yeah.
The only thing we know in Australia about drafting is Carlton Draft.
Okay.
Hey.
Surprising. Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, okay.
Ding, ding, ding. Point one to the big dog LDB.
Only drafting bloody... The only draft and we know is bloody draft, a draft of an email before you send it. You get a draft and then you get opinions of it from your co-workers and colleagues. And you say, is this appropriate to send to the client because I've drafted this email? And then you get the opinions of your co-workers and then you get the confirmation
to send
it. The
idea is there, but the execution was not great.
I would argue that execution was perfect.
You know, the only thing in Australia we get this draft is when you got a bit of a gap underneath the door and there's a cold draft coming through. True. Ding, ding, ding. Point two to the big dog LDD in the corner of the rink.
It's good. Rink? That's actually surprised me you knew that word.
It's a rink, isn't it?
Yeah. Like ice rink.
No.
Well, what? Oh, no. Hold on. What? No, what did you think it was?
No, no.
Well, what's a rink?
The boxing rink.
So close.
What?
Yeah, it's so far.
I know what an ice skating rink. What's it called? Oh, sorry.
It's a ring.
Sorry, I knew it's a boxing ring. I did. I don't know why I said ring.
Jeez, I was like, it actually did surprise me. You knew, like, without sounding condescending, that you knew rink and ring, and then it turns out you actually didn't.
The boxing rink.
That's great. Can I spin a yarn?
No.
I'm gonna anyway. We've had a We Mean Well baby. Now,
congratulations.
Now I forgot. I've copied this DM into our fucking in my notes, but I forgot the username of
you're
the bedwetter.
You're an idiot.
I know. So I'm sorry, bedwetter. Pregwetter. I'm sorry, pregnant bedwetter.
I'm sorry, bedwetter.
But we've been conceived to. Let me spin the yarn. So we'll just call her Pregwetter 69.
Yep.
Pregwetter 69 said, sending again because you all deserve to see it. Well, I've tried a few times on the hotline to tell the story, but basically 12 weeks ago, my boyfriend and I were building IKEA furniture. Does it look like IKEA? It's an old pun joke.
Yes. IKEA.
It's
yes.
A New Zealander saying. Uh-huh. Who was that? One of my favourite comedians. Irrespective, doesn't matter.
Louisa Delton?
Correct, Amundi. We were building IKEA furniture while watching the potty. Little did I know, I was ovulating, which meant... Mid-furniture build, halfway through, I was giggling because we were having sex while the potty was still on in the living room. So I'm assuming maybe it was YouTube and he's cleaning those tubes while we're on YouTube.
Yes.
And they're having consensual coitus.
Fallopian tubes.
I'm 12 weeks pregnant. Doctors told me I had a low chance due to my PCOS. Now we are here. All we needed was some bedwetting content. So we're getting the props for them now currently being with child.
Do you think they'll call it Toby or Gianni?
I would argue it'd have to be Jarch or Lou.
I don't think anyone would call their child Jarch.
You never know.
Hey, you could start a trend maybe.
Well, what did you say the fucking... So hold on, before we get to that, congrats to the bedwetters, the pregwetters 69, who are
congratulations,
fucking...
Congratulations, guys. You got a little wee meanwhile. Gianni, Toby, Jarch, Lou, or Dior, or Tobbs.
Or Tobbs. And I'm just glad that you would think that this would be like...
Off-putting?
What's like contraception in itself. Yet your boy got fully erect, you lubed up, and you guys had sex to
us. You don't need to do those actions with your hands, please, ever again.
Well, I'm just saying, it worked like that.
Very inappropriate.
Riot. So congrats, bedwetters. Now, we're in the car yesterday, and I said to Lou, I said, fuck, you get married, you reckon you'll take the bloke's last name? She was like, don't know, really. And I'm like, I think I'm going to take Steph's last name. And she goes, Judge Allen. And I go, my name's Jack. And she's like, oh, yeah. I was like, nice to meet you. Glad we've been doing a podcast the last fucking year and a half. Judge Allen.
Judge Allen.
Jallum. Now, have you got some Google Chrome for a brother?
For a brother? I do, senorita.
Now, what are you wearing right now?
Oh, I'm wearing, excuse me, senorita merch.
The girl top.
Well, unisex.
Oh, is it?
I think so. Oh. You've got one, I've got one.
Oh, I thought the girl's top was different.
Oh, shit, I think mine's a bit more cropped.
Okay, cool.
Croppy la-la.
Croppy la-la.
Okay, you clap for me. Not like that.
You're very special and clever. We're so proud of you, Lulu. Oh, you're the cleverest girl. You did your prep. Yeah, and now how clever.
And I sold Gianni all on my own.
Good girl. Wow.
You're a big animal, aren't you? Aren't you?
Aren't you very clever?
Very clever.
Wow.
Okay.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
All right.
Lulu goes surfing on Google Chrome. Okay. Oh, if the bloody dial up in here would work faster.
Just get on
your
fucking...
We living in a bloody cave, Dior?
We'll get on your bloody service.
Nah, I got it now, don't worry. Okay, the first headline reads, box of giraffe poo seized at airport after a woman wanted to make a necklace with it.
What?
Oh.
What?
I'd that just
make a necklace out of giraffe shit.
Yeah. She said.
Yeah, fucking long necklace.
She said, giraffe. Unusual jewelry. So, border patrol No, what I was reading. It's my job during this segment. I didn't hear your joke.
I said, must be a long necklace. Is it for the giraffe?
Oh, it's not that good. I'm glad I missed it.
Hurtful.
Border Patrol said a person could have contracted a disease from the unusual jewelry and developed serious health issues. That is so itch putting a poo necklace around your neck.
Yeah, it's like...
Like what?
Leave it at pearl necklaces. That's as far as you should go.
Pearl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she picked up the poo on a trip in Kenya and brought it back in her luggage to make a necklace.
Fuck that.
She had previously made a necklace with moose feces. What's the actual... Fuck.
What? Although I'd love... That would be
like... You know how they're like, you're not allowed to bring like dirty boots if you've been tramping?
Yeah, yeah.
Of course you're not allowed to bring poo back with you.
She probably try and sneak it.
Well, she did.
I'd love to see her in real life and be like, g'day, Jenny, fucking... No offence to you, that's a shit necklace.
Oh. I get that one. You're very good, aren't you?
And chill.
And chill.
Yeah, mate, some people are fucked in the head, eh?
Each to their own, but not really with that.
Not with shit necklaces. Just, you know, each their own, of course. But there's a... You know what? No, fuck it. There needs to be a line drawn.
Let me paint a picture for you, champion.
I'd love it.
So you're a waiter. You're a waiter at the local Sonoma in Rose Bay.
Okay.
A woman's come up to the counter and she said, I'd like the avocado on toast with feta, tomatoes and salt and pepper.
Do you want any spring onion?
No spring onion. Okay. Hold the spring onion.
Hold the spring onion.
And then she said, I'd like a flat white as well. Could you bring that over to table 13? So you head on over. You drop down the coffee. You obviously bend down to the table judge.
Yeah.
And you get a giant waff of shit. A giant waff of shit in your mouth. You say, excuse me, young lady, I can smell feces. And she says, no, Jack, that's my giraffe shit necklace.
No, sorry, waiter. Yeah, you are correct. It's because my necklace is made of pure shit.
This is giraffe shit from Kenya.
Well, I'd go, here's a pendant. Mix it with a bit of human sugar. Huh? You happy with giraffe feces? You want a bit of jajarch feces around your neck? Here's a fresh dollop. That's a little pendant. You want me to shape it into a cross for you? Teresa, you fucking weirdo. Get out of my shop, Teresa. I'm taking back the avocado toast.
But you can keep the flat white.
Yeah, have the
I'll
flat
put it
white.
In a takeaway cup for you.
You can have the flat white. You'll love it. The coffee's fucking shit here.
Oh. Okay, next headline reads, clown stalking village streets and leaving residents terrified dares police to catch them. So there's this creepy little, like, it thing.
Just look there.
You know, like, the movie It?
Yeah, I do.
That clown's, a guy's dressed up as the clown and he's going around terrorising a Scottish village.
I'd love to flog the fuck out of him.
Whoa.
You know what I mean?
You because are grumpy today.
I am a little grumpy today. But you know why? Because I've seen some footage of something similar where a guy's doing that as a clown trying to scare people. And then a couple of blokes like go, what the fuck are you? And like staunch him. And he like piss bolts.
Oh, he runs away.
It goes the opposite
way. What happened is news reports said that it had left locals terrified. The clown uploaded a message to the media during the early hours of the morning in a rhyming video that said, well, 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 I've made the news again. Should I smile for the cameras with my hideous grin?
Jesus, some people are just fucked in the head, mate.
How is that fun for anyone?
Well, stinks of a teenager.
I disagree. I think it's like a lonely older person.
You think?
Who's got like...
What age?
60.
No.
They got nothing else to do. Kids have left home and they think it's a bit of fun. A prank?
Nah. I'm the opposite. I reckon it'd be like I'm giving 15 to 18. You know?
Yeah.
They love that shit.
The next article is actually, I've taken it from Miss Double Bay, you know, our friend Claudia. Miss Double Bay, she's hilarious if you don't follow her on Instagram. And she's actually uploaded a list of boy math. You know how there's a thing going around and be like, boy, it's like girl math.
Nah.
If you buy something with cash, it's technically free. And then so it's like boy math.
Okay.
So like things that make sense to you guys.
Oh, I've missed the trend. This will be incredibly sexist. I'm waiting for it.
Oh,
okay. I'm waiting to clutch my pearls.
Boy math is buying a $950 swag to go camping before buying a bed frame.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Buying an old car and adds an exhaust to make it seem cooler.
An old car, yep, exhaust and rims.
Washing your car weekly, but hair biannually.
I cannot remember the last time I washed my hair.
Selling crypto, but can't make a bed.
Can't do either.
Staying late at the office to expense dinner.
Oh, I've done that.
Casually drops $3,000 on golf gear and then says you spend too much on clothing.
Yeah, that's okay. I could see myself doing that, but I'm not. I haven't got myself fully into golf yet.
But
if I started playing once a week, I would fucking try and do that.
Spend a lot of money on golf. Spends $400 on drinks, but only $8 on food. That's you.
Fucking oath it is. That is to a T.
Has holes in his undies, but owns all the latest gaming accessories.
Bruh. I literally put these undies on to cover the podcast today. There is a huge hole in the middle of them. And I thought, now every time I see holy undies, as bad as this is, I think about you. Because I was like, I saw the holes in the undies and I go, fucking Lou was right.
Yeah, you holy little fuck.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
I am holier than thou.
You've got an empty hole in your heart.
I'm not even, you don't want me to retort to those sort of jokes, mate.
Starts a podcast instead of going to therapy.
Yeah, you have to deal with some shit.
Yep. One towel, three gaming consoles.
Only two, but yeah, Steph's got a fair few towels, but.
Two pillows, but has a new barbecue.
Yep.
Brings a tiny.
What the fuck? Two pillows? How many do you fucking need?
I've got like seven on my bed.
Yeah, it's serial killer shit.
No, it's not. Brings a tiny suitcase with no clothes and then complains that he needs to buy new clothes on holiday.
Oh, I'd bring the tiny suitcase, wouldn't complain.
Spends years at the gym to look good, but doesn't own a face cleanser. Bam.
Fucking oath.
5'10", measures as 6'1".
Cute, 6'1". On the dot.
Jackpot.
Just under.
That's done for today.
That was good.
Thanks so much.
That boy math. I didn't have to clutch my pearls once. That was fucking fair dinkum dead on.
Claudia's very funny. She knows how to push the boundaries. And
fuck, she's funny. Follow Miss Double Bay. Deal, would you agree with a lot of them?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not like, yeah, there was a few. I'm not big into golf, not a car guy. But the undies. I do own a face wash and I use it maybe like once a month or so.
Yeah, so
you
do
guys
I.
Guys need
I
to also, be cleansing
I don't
twice
wash my
a day.
Hair, so, yeah.
I do, you know, I go through waves. The boys at Frey's Skincare sent me a heap of skincare.
I've got one of theirs as well. Yeah.
Have you, mate?
Yeah.
It's fucking good.
Use, yeah.
If you fucking want some skincare as a bloke, they're two tradies from Dubbo, I believe, started a skincare brand, and they're doing really well. It's called Frey's Skincare.
You've got to be cleansing. You actually meant to not cleanse in the morning and cleanse twice at night, apparently.
Fuck me dead.
Who's got time for that?
But
no, do it one after the other.
After I went through it, yeah, but fuck it. After I went through their products, I'm like, whatever.
You are looking old.
I've aged like a peach in the sun, Lou. I understand that. But I don't think me starting to use face wash now is going to fucking
help. It will. You want to be a silver fox at 60? Start now.
I'm going silver now, baby. I'm going to be silver. Not even a fox. I'll just be silver by, I reckon, what am I, 34? I reckon by 36, I'm going to be full silver.
Silver,
I swear to God. My old man started going grey at fucking, his nickname is Silver. He started going grey and he reckons, but and he had jet black hair, he reckons it took a year before he was fully silver.
Franco's like 65 and I reckon he just started going grey like 4 years ago.
Do you know what, I've always had a theory. I've always had a theory about this. And every time I see an old codger who doesn't have grey hair, I'm like, that's a long liver. Like, they're going to live long. Because I'm like, their body's still fucking crushing it.
Well, Franco's not much of a drinker.
He'll make 120.
You reckon?
100%. If ever I see an old man, like my mate Crawf, Fatty Crawford, his old man Crawfy, old Crawf. Crawf has this fucking tremendous head of hair, still like a fucking blondie brown hair.
Will you go bald?
Fuck no.
So you got a nice lush lock.
Got a solid hairline.
Yeah, I can't imagine you bald.
It wouldn't be good. I mean, I need everything I can.
I don't think it would look very good.
Yeah, well, I'm no Jason Statham. Like,
God, he's hot.
Hotter than a $2 pistol system.
Stunning. Not as hot as Tom Hardy.
You'd rather be with Jason Statham than Jason criminals down the street. So, I'm happy with it.
You'd rather be Jason Statham than...
Statham. I didn't even get the name right.
Chasing a dollar coin down
my,
the hill.
That's my... It's the mine.
I'm still like, who said I'm not allowed to use Chasing?
Well, just mix it up.
Oh, you'd rather be Jason Statham than facing time? Bing, bing, bong, ding, dong, jangle, jongles.
You keep calling him Jason Statham. Jason, stay some lot more longer. Stay
jingle,
some more time.
Jingle, jungle, jangles. Jingle, jungle. Jingle, dangle, jungles. All right, give me the hotline.
Fuck off.
You fuck off.
How dost dare you? You sweet little Italian angel of the north. How doth dare you? Unsure.
How doth dare you? That's very nice of you. You're being very nice, aren't you? Aren't you very, very clever today? Aren't you a little grumpy bum?
Yeah. Not a good day for me today.
It's okay. You're better now.
I knew this would help me. Bedwetters, you know when you just have one of those fucking days where you're not there. I was saying to you in the car, I was like, mate, I am just fucking flat today.
You're allowed to have days like that. Like I told you, I've been a moody little bitch for the last 3 days.
Well, I had to talk you out of being a moody bitch yesterday, and then you've had to talk me out of being a moody bitch today. Yeah.
But also, not to get too deep with everyone, but you've got to allow yourself to have those days when you are sad and not be like, oh, I've got to pep myself up. Like sometimes you just got to sit in the emotion.
See, that's not what I do. I'm always pep myself
up. I've only really learnt to do that in my last few years.
Really?
Otherwise I'd always be like, fuck, I've got to feel happy. I've got to be all good. But like sometimes just being like, you know what? I'm feeling a bit off. I'm having a shit day. I'm just going to take today to feel a bit off, do my own thing, do stuff that makes me happy, and then wake up tomorrow, new day, fresh start,
love
back
it.
Into it.
Love it. That's what I've got to do. I knew that I'd feel better when I come and do this.
Yeah.
Because this makes me happy. But it was just a fucking...
It's okay. You've been through a lot. You're allowed down days.
You know what? To be honest, I was like, this is actually a 50-50. I'm going to come in here and laugh a lot, or I'm going to come in here and Lou will be ducking punches.
Well, I'm glad it's gone the other way. Although
if you'd been singing all ep, Papa Bear would have been on one.
And who's Papa Bear?
That's me, sissy.
Sissy? Hey, sissy.
Okay, should we do some hotline? You crook, buddy?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, actually, I've got cracks around my lips. So
dry
I might
lips.
Be getting crook.
Drips.
No, it means you're low on vitamin D. No.
You need that D, do you?
Sorry.
You've been missing
vitamin
out on a fair
D,
bit of D.
But it's vitamin B.
Oh, is it?
B12 is what you need, which I think is in Vegemite and Marmite. God, I've been wise today.
Yeah, but this is the thing, Lulu.
Welcome
we all,
to my TED Talk.
But every time I leave feeling wise, the bed would have swiftly let me know how... Like when I was
there'll
like...
There'll be DMs going, it's not Vegemite or Marmite, you dumb fuck, Lou. That's BZ or something.
What about our women place categories? I'm drilling you.
That's not an adjective.
So confident. I'm going, it's not an adjective. You can't use an adjective. And then all these guys... In the comments, we're like, it's a verb. Numbnuts.
Hey, champion, you're wrong too.
And I was like, it is, it's humbling. It's good to be humbled. Fuck, it makes me laugh. I just, everyone drilling me. It's a fucking verb, you moron. All right. Let's see what we got. One came through at 4:20, man.
Yeah, shucker.
Smoke up, bro. Do yours favourite time. Let's see what we got, eh?
Hey, fuckers. I heard you just wanted pulled over, windows up, no AirPods. How's the fucking aircon sound? There!
Just love that shit. Oh, fuck.
Oh, it's very good.
It's just good stuff.
Oh. But seriously, turn your aircon off.
It's good stuff. You could hear it.
You could
all
hear
way
it.
Through. It was so evident.
It was like a wind tunnel. It was a big gush of wind.
I fucking knew that was where that was going. Okie dokie, smoky chokey. What do we got? A few shorties. Let's just try this back.
Shorty?
Oh, okay, T-Pain.
Dutch, it's Lynn here again. Just want to be fucking mad that Lulu isn't coming to Collar, but if it's on the Saturday, Friday night, Mudgee at Kelly's, they've got strippers, so I think that'll be right up your alley. Come to Mudgee! Please, thank you, love you, bye.
Looks like I'm ducking a mudgy.
Is that next weekend?
Yeah, it is.
The collar.
Yeah, the collar. The collar pub. So oh, I'm going with, there's a big night at the Colo Pub, 28th. Any of you bedwetters want to fucking swing out to the Colo Pub, mate? I'll be there drinking piss, doing a bit of hosting, mucking about, you know.
Sorry, I can't make it.
Lulu.
You guys can tell off Vicky for that.
Lulu's flat out like a lizard drinking. She got tours.
30th.
She has prior engagements. But it should be a good old fucking shindig. So any bedwetters there, we'll light up together. I'm stinging. Okie doke. What do we got here? Let's try this one.
Hey guys. Just a quick one. Can we all keep telling Lou to stop fucking taking photos of her lounge room with her fancy books on the table? We all know the cunt can't read. Anyway, see you later. Cunt.
Hey, I'm gonna defend Lou here. They're picture books.
Thank you. They are picture books, you pig. How dare you, I can see very well.
Doth has 20/20.
Dotheth flick through thy pictures all the time.
And you love the pictures, don't you?
I love the pictures, Chachi.
And you even have some pop-out ones.
Yep. I got some ones with little furry bums.
Yeah.
You know the little animals, they're furry bums when you're a kid in the picture book?
Oh, yeah, I do, actually. Mm-hmm. And you've also, what's the moving book you've got on your wall? Remember what we call that?
The TV.
Good girl. How fun's that?
Lots of fun.
Lou's actually a very good reader.
Hang on.
Yeah, yeah.
Champion, let me circle back.
Yeah.
Hey, just because I got nice coffee table books doesn't mean shit. I read a book probably once every 3 weeks. I'm a very good reader.
Do you really?
I am very good at reading. I'm currently reading a book that I got last week. I've got about a quarter left. Champion. So you're telling me I can't read champ? You're wrong, champion. Yeah, yeah, you heard it first. You
want
two tickets to the gun show?
Sure showed
him. Yeah, you come here, you big nincompoop.
Okay, yeah, he won't be calling again.
Yeah, he won't. Yeah, you stay well away from us. I've got your back, Judge. My own back, because he was tearing strips off me.
Yeah, he'd do it for you, buddy.
I mean, if he was here, uppercut, side hook. Rear hook.
Jab, 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 left jab.
Under the arm. Poof. Yeah, he's gone.
Got him. Okay. Next one. Let's see what we got.
Wait.
What?
Let's fucking prank phone call him.
Oh, fuck. Good idea. Where was it?
I'm going to pretend to be from the library.
Oh. Chef's kiss. Mwah. Chef's kiss. Okay. Now.
Hey, it's Patricia from the library here. Now, we've got a few overdue books here. But we've got a note on one of them saying that you can't read.
Now, let's try and do a proper voice.
Oh, shit.
Hi, it's.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Hey, it's Brenda here.
Yeah, I like it. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2.
Hello?
Hi, it's Brenda calling from the local library. I've got a few overdue books here under your name, but I'm just not sure why you'd even decide to get them from the library because I believe you can't read.
Oh, fucking, it's fucking, sorry, I'm with my missus. This is We Mean Well. It's fucking Lou.
Hey, you told me I couldn't read, so we just got you back with a prank phone call.
Oh, wrecked. Fuck me, Dad.
No, hold on. You know what's fucked up, though? My missus just had a missed call from some telemarketer, and then we got one there. She's like, don't answer it. I'm like, oh, fuck it, I'll answer it. And then I'm fucking... And I got some old bag telling me I've got overdue books.
Yeah. Well, are you going to apologise to me for being very naughty, aren't you?
Until.
Aren't you going to say sorry to Lulu?
Mate.
Yes, fuck.
Mate, that was a good one. I liked it. It made me laugh.
Oh, you had me stumped. I didn't know what was going on. I'm thinking, when the fuck did I get a book?
Not even a book. So Lou's voice actually worked.
Got ya.
It did, yeah. All the other ones she's done, she just fucking used the same voice, but suddenly she's changed it up. She was half believable.
Yeah, yes. Good to know.
Good, I'm getting better.
I like that when
I take everything back I said. I can only probably read Where's Wally book, so good on
you. There you go. Thank you.
Terry Tough Cunt, mate. Then you do, when she actually calls you, it's straight back in the hole. Well, so we were about to get strips torn off us because you thought we were going to be telemarketers.
I was ready.
Amazing.
Good work, bro.
That is unreal. I've caught about 100 times. So
have you?
100 times lucky. Yeah, there you go. Sure.
Mate, we just scroll through and just pick Randy, so it's fucking – I'm proud of you, mate. I'm glad you finally got through.
Yeah.
Nah, that's it. Appreciate the call, guys.
All right, have a good night, mate. Bed winners for life, ciao, ciao.
Take care. See you later.
Hooray, mate. I reckon one more and then we can call it a night.
Yeah, go on.
That was good.
Oh, yeah. Lou's he was a good sport. Got to get to her bloody appointment.
Who?
Me.
Oh, yeah, we do. Okie doke. Let's get you there. This one's 16 seconds. 3, 2, 1.
Luke, Josh, the Victorian piss ranger. Louisa, please, for the love of fucking God, stop shortening shit that doesn't need to be shortened.
Soz. Got ya.
Soz, not Soz.
Soz, senorite.
Oh, well. All right. Yeah, bedwetters filler.
Yeah, bedwetter. Okay, bye guys, love you. Hey, don't forget merch next week.
Fuck me,
next Thursday. Love you.
Okay, bear with us, merch. Love ya. Hooray.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.